Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, March 13th, One Take Wednesday, and I gotta warn you, it is really bustling around the office today, so you might hear some background noise, but that's a good thing. The junior high has just let out, and so there's kids around and a lot of fun. We're in Luke's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 9 through 18 today. You'll remember from yesterday, the context is that Jesus is teaching the people in the very temple where the worship of God is going on day and night. Imagine with me Jesus, God in the flesh, walking in to his own temple, and he begins to teach them. And the parable today is of the wicked tenants. And it's a parable that is speaking against the leadership in the church in Jerusalem. So it's sad when we think about it like that, but Jesus is teaching them in parables because he uses parables as kind of a subversive speech, a way to get his point across without directly saying it. And then we'll move over to Psalm 142. I love that psalm. It's so hopeful. In the end, it reminds us that the Lord is the one that rescues us, and he puts righteous people around us to help us. But first, from Luke's Gospel, chapter 20, starting in verse 9, the parable of the wicked tenants. And he began to tell the people this parable: a man planted a vineyard and let it out to tenants, and went into another country for a long while. When the time came, he sent a servant to the tenants, so that they would give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenants beat him and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent another servant, but they also beat and treated him shamefully and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent yet a third. This one also they wounded and cast out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him." But when the tenants saw him, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Let us kill him so that the inheritance may be ours." And they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those tenants and give the vineyard to others. When they heard this, they said, "Surely not." But he looked directly at them and said, "What then is this that is written? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces. And when it falls on anyone, it will crush him." I was thinking about Jesus and how difficult it must have been to move around in society when people are trying to catch him in his own words, and he's standing there teaching in the temple, and there are Pharisees there, and he knows he is walking towards his death, and just so amazed at the grace and the fortitude of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm reminded that he gives us that same strength and ability. He helps us to be ready to make a defense for the gospel, and he is at work in our midst. All right, we're going to move on over to the Psalms. Psalm 142 is a maskil of David. The title in my Bible is "You Are My Refuge." A maskil of David when he was in the cave, a prayer. With my voice I cry out to the Lord. With my voice I plead for mercy to the Lord. I pour out my complaint before him. I tell my trouble before him. When my spirit faints within me, you know my way. In the path where I walk, they have hidden a trap for me. Look to the right and see. There is none who takes notice of me. No refuge remains to me. No one cares for my soul. I cry to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Bring me out of prison, that I may give thanks to your name. The righteous will surround me, for you will deal bountifully with me. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together on this One Take Wednesday. I'm just so encouraged by verse 7 of Psalm 142. Bring me out of prison that I might give thanks to your name. Whatever you are going through, whatever struggle, we just pray that the Lord would bring you through it so that you might give thanks to his name. And then there's this hopeful message that the righteous will surround us, for the Lord deals bountifully with us. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for an opportunity to read it and to be encouraged by it. We thank you that, like David, we can cry out to you. We can pour out our complaints to you. And you hear our voice and you respond with mercy. We're also thankful, Lord, for the picture of you going towards the cross, knowing that even though you would have to go to your death to save us, you did it anyway. And so we're so thankful for the salvation that you have provided, your goodness to create us and to redeem us and to put us on a path towards restoration. I pray for my brothers and sisters today, whatever they are facing, whatever is behind their eyes, Lord, help them to fear not, to trust you, and to wait on you. We pray all this in the strong name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.